Check, check, 1, 2. You good? Nicky Dicky. You're the only other person I know in this life that has ever said righto.
Really?
My granny says righto, and I've not heard
it.
My brother puts it in his songs now. I'm like, okay, all right. And see, my granny's, our family is British, and they're from Bermuda, so she says righto. Righto. Let's go.
Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
What's it like to work with your brother Donnie in the band?
You know, it's such a pleasure. We have an absolute blast. We have so much fun together. And I've got him singing backup for me. I've got him playing drums for me. I've got him road managing for me. And I've got him being my personal comedian to get my giggle on. You know, so I've got him pretty busy, but I love it. And it's just so much fun to be able to spend a lot of time with my brother, and he's also a very good friend of mine, you know, so I thank God for that. He's just given us a really great relationship, and so it's a blast.
That's a big deal. Let's see, Aisha, how do you deal with unexpected links that Satan kind of throws our way? Kind of reminds me of just right then when you're on stage, right? When the connection to Chris's guitar, what happened? So Aisha, you know, in life, when things get hurled into your path like that unexpectedly, tell me, how do you respond?
Wow. Well, it's interesting you should ask that question. It all comes back to being in relationship with Christ Jesus, and he's the one that helps us through the things that we experience in life, whether expected or unexpected. And, gosh, I come from a praying family, and so if anything just shows up that we didn't expect, the first thing that you'll catch us doing is sitting at a breakfast table getting some prayer in. And so always first response for us for things that are unexpected is just to pray and come together as a family and seek God, and you know, we just go from there.
So have you written any songs on prayer yet?
Oh gosh, you know what, a lot of my songs come from just the time that I spend with God. So I mean, whether it be intercession or whether it just be me and my daddy God just having a conversation, or, you know, something that he's given me out of his word. As far as I'm concerned, if I'm talking to God and he's speaking some stuff to me, it's some prayer going on. So, yeah, a lot of the songs come from out of that prayer time and that time spent with God.
Aisha, talk to me about what God has taught you as he has reached young girls through your songs and through your music.
Well, I think one of the biggest things that God has been teaching me is just that people are people. And when it's all said and done, everyone is in need of him. And because over the last few years of my life, we've had the opportunity to be with some of maybe Christian music or secular music's greats, you know, and meet so many people that I never would have imagined that I would even maybe share the stage with or spend time with. And we go from being with these so-called greats, you know, that are constantly having accolades, just, you know, people acknowledging them, to a concert maybe with 150 young girls, you know, that are not maybe just acknowledged the way that a great would be. And God is just showing us that we can be effective, you know, in wherever we are and whoever we come in contact with, we can be effective and we can share the love of Jesus with them. And really, I think that that's just been one of the main things that God's been showing me, is that people are just people, but everybody needs to be in relationship with Christ Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. And so I think that's what one of the main things that he's been showing me.
So Aisha, why is it important to you to be transparent in your writing?
Wow, it's really important to me because, and it kind of goes back to what we were just talking about. You know, people may look and hear a song from the stage and love it or hate it or what have you. People have perceptions, but it's important for me to be transparent in my music because I want people to realize that what they see on stage is the same thing when I go home, when I'm with my family, and when I'm with my friends or wherever I am. And it's important for me, to me, that people can see that, you know, and when they come in contact with me or they have a conversation with me, they can walk away knowing that this is the same girl that was out there on the stage, you know, and Jesus is just as real to me up there as he is when I'm away from the microphone. And so that's really important to me. So that's where the transparency comes in, and that's why it's important.
So Aisha, if someone wants to get in touch with you, how do they go about this?
As a matter of fact, they can go to my MySpace page, and that web address is www.myspace.com/Aisha Woods, and it's spelled A-Y-I-E-S-H-A, last name Woods, W-O-O-D-S.com.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.
You are so good. All right. And I just had to run this past you. When I was coming down, some of the kids were like, what are you going to do? When they found out I was going to gab with you, they were saying, they were talking about your music, how they loved your music. I said, okay, how about this? I said, describe Aisha in one word.
Oh, wow.
They started saying Aisha. They started saying, happy, happy, happy. And then another one said, rock star, rock star. And then the mom said, energetic.
I'll take those. I'll take all of those. They work for me.